You're listening to the Katakalan Project on Katakalan Media. This is Che Ting Ye. Taiwan is a very interesting place for idealists. On the one hand, Taiwan's political histories are full of them. People like Jiang Weisui, the founder of Taiwan Cultural Association and a dreamer of Taiwanese nationalism under Japanese rule in the 1920s. There was Zheng Nanzhong, who directly challenged martial law by publishing politically critical magazines fighting for, quote, 100% freedom of speech. Many people dream of nation-building projects that are yet to be finished, even Dr. Sun Yat-sen, who imagined a utopian China rising out of a thousand years of old imperial empires. The list goes on and on, as if Taiwan, at the frontier of empires and the crossroads of civilizations, produces men and women ready to usurp the existing order with their own ideal visions. Yet the Taiwanese have also shown to be a very pragmatic people. The predominant philosophy is to climb the social ladder and not to rock the boat. Education is primarily a way to advance and accumulate a competitiveness against others. Profit is the only worthy goal. Life is short and uncertain, so why worry about anything but survival until tomorrow? Anyone who has lived in Taiwan or spent significant time in Taiwan can probably relate to this dichotomy on idealism. Today, we want to talk to yet another idealist, but this time from a somewhat different perspective.
跟大部分人的生活主调不同，那看到了就会不一样。对，所以比较不是颠倒的角色看，而是说我们因为不一样的生活的模式，就会产生不同的生命观。就像你说，你问企业老板，他可能会告诉你啊，赚钱很重要，人脉很重要，商机是这种内线交易很重要，还有他的生存模式，我们可以跟他学习。
There are lives to travel with art, and that's how we see different things. A businessman will tell you that making money is important, networking is important, business opportunities are important. Those are the anchors to his life. We can learn from him, but I want to anchor my life differently by traveling and by my art.
That was from performance artist Huang Mingzheng. Well, if we can call him the performance artist even. He's more affectionately known as Mr. Candle. His art involves traveling around Taiwan and photographing himself doing handstands at various locales. He says this is his own way of understanding this land we call Taiwan.
那我倒是认为说没有一定用什么方式去认识这块土地，应该是说用自己喜欢的方式，用自己适合的方式去认识它。像我的是倒立摄影、演讲，到处看看，然后累积了12万公里的这个经验，等于台湾120圈。
I'm not advocating for any specific way to go about understanding this land, but I am saying that everyone can use their own way, the way they like, or the way that is appropriate for them. Like for me, I do handstand photography and seminars. I traveled around Taiwan 120,000 kilometers, or about 120 times around the island.
Among all these places that Mr. Candle has been to, which ones have made the biggest impression on him?
This is a bit difficult to answer, because 每个地方的特性不同，那给的感官不一样。你去看那种妈祖或者是说王船的这种祭典，哇，很多人。那你现场感受大家这种齐心协力的、互相帮忙的这种氛围，哇，那个是无可取代。那去农村的时候，那个就是很舒服嘛，很简单，这样，那也是不一样感觉。那你去高山的时候，会被震撼。
At a temple festival, you get the sense that everyone works together. If you go to villages, it's very simple and very comfortable. In the mountains, you'll be awestruck by the weather. It's not just wind, but sleet and snow. It's all very different, and you cannot replace one with another. But I do encourage everyone to go feel for it for themselves.
We also asked Mr. Candle further as to why he chose to experience Taiwan in such a unique way, and at the end of the day, why is that important to Taiwan?
Because Taiwan needs this explanation. 那现在台湾人自己还没有去解释这些特色。啊，你去，比如说你去罗浮宫，啊，他们的特色的论述是说，可能有达文西，可能有谁，然后他的三角锥的那种建筑美学等等等等，他有一个论述啊，艺术之都，艺术的国家，台湾呢？啊，那我们那么多海，那么多山，那么多节庆，可是我们自己还不知道怎么去论述台湾。总就像说，每一个人，你的优点是什么？缺点是什么？你喜欢什么？你跟别人不同是什么？自己都不清楚了。
But Taiwanese people haven't described ourselves in this way yet. So you go to the Louvre, there's a story, a narrative. So in Taiwan, we have oceans, we have mountains, but we haven't really gotten to know them, and we haven't really told a story about ourselves from them. It's about our own perception of our homeland. If we don't even know ourselves, how can other people know us?
But there is an even larger story that Mr. Kendo wants to tell, one that is about idealism. Or more precisely,how Taiwan's current society discourages people from taking risks to pursue their own ideals.
台湾的小孩很妈宝，你有听过这个词吗？
有。
好，因为爸爸妈妈都苦过来的，所以希望下一代更好，那就更不敢冒险了，好，更被控制。那所以，可是他们对于每一个职业、每一个艺术一点一滴累积的这种价值观，是很少可以接触到的。好，因为。伸手就有饭吃，就有钱拿，你懂意思吗？
对，
对，可是他很难接触到说酱油怎么酿的。当然，妈妈有。
You might have heard the kids today referred to as 妈宝 kids who are spoiled by their parents, because the parents had to work very hard, so they want to protect their kids from risks. But then these kids have no way to accumulate their own experiences in life, because all they had to do was reach out their hands and someone will feed them. But they cannot encounter, say, for example, how soy sauce is made.Taiwan needs to change this.
Furthermore, through his own life and work, he wants to encourage people to aspire to be the leader, not the follower.
我们的教育叫我们要等待挖金矿的人，我们再去跟随他。所以我说，为什么梦想创造力这么重要？我们要敢去冒险，冒险是有商机的。我们要做那个挖金矿的人。当然，我们要选择跟着也可以，但是我们有一半以上的酬劳或是。
Our education tells us to wait for someone else to discover the goal and then follow him, right? So that's why dreams and idealism is important. Taking a risk is profitable. We want to be the guide to find the goal. Of course, you can choose to be the follower too. You just have to give back a lot of the value to the first guy for being the one to take the risk.
But then one may ask, Taiwan is not in a good shape right now. This generation of youth is facing the challenges.Of not just an inept government system, but an aggressive China, and an economic structure that has had stagnant real wages for almost a decade now. The anxiety among students about their future is real, so impending that hundreds of thousands of them were willing to take to the streets to fight a dubiously negotiated trade agreement with a hostile neighbor that could further threaten their career prospects. How can these youth even think about pursuing idealism when they feel that dream and reality?Are so diametrically opposed.
你要过比较舒适的这个圈圈里面，你就必须听话嘛。
对，
你就必须要做这个工作，然后读这个书，考高分数，爸妈对你好。可是如果你选择，你愿意为自己的梦想和兴趣选择，你可能会很辛苦。决定权在谁身上？所有的选择权还是都在自己身上。好，它的关键点在哪里？你知道吗？好，我常常说，改变自己就是改变世界。好，简单的讲就是说，你既然不喜欢铁饭碗，你也觉得那个是很荒谬的一个主流价值观，可是我自己却这么做，你懂意思吗？那当然就没有改变。好，可是我改变自己是说，我让自己更坚定，我要走那条路。我存在这个答案其实就是改变。
Of course, if you want to get into that more comfortable life, you have to follow the rules, right? You have to get high grades, land a high-paying job, get your parents' approval.But if you choose to follow your dreams, it's going to be tough. But your choice, you have the final choice. When we say we're disappointed in the world, we are really disappointed in ourselves because we didn't change, because we feel like we have to go with everyone else. But if we give ourselves a bit of a chance, that's where the start is.
In other words, idealism is even more important in a time like this, because it challenges us to change something within ourselves first.It forces us to find ways to improve the status quo, not go along with it. Mr. Kendo sees how this is playing out, if only slowly.
哦，有在改变，是有在改变，改变没这么快，它是一种习惯。就像我们要废核好了，对不对？台湾想要废核，但是台湾人的行为是不废核的，对，好，那就是嘴炮，说一套说一套。可是如果这种节能啊，这种少用就是对自己的好，少吹冷气才更健康，这观念要慢慢改，它没有办法这么快，对不对？
好，
所以我觉得那个改变本来就都是慢的，除非我们已经被逼到受不了，核能真的爆发了，那才有跟着快速的改变的机会。可是我们当然尽量不要发生这种事情，但是改变一定是慢的，我觉得，包含我们改变自己的坏习惯，就是慢慢来，没办法一下。
There is change, but the change is slow. We're talking here about changing habits and perceptions.For example, we say we want to abolish nuclear power in Taiwan, but our lifestyles say the opposite. We don't walk the talk. Cutting down electricity use, using less air conditioning, which is healthier for you anyway, these habits need time to change.
At the end of the day, Mr. Kendall says that Taiwan needs idealism, because according to him, we have been giving our children an uninspiring world for way too long. The society we have built has become boringand uninspired, because we have come to expect too little from what society can give us, and we are complacent with that.
那 我自己的生命经验，我觉得台湾其实蛮无聊的。可是那个无聊不是说它的条件不好，而是说我们给社会的框架还有想象力可能性太低了，太低了。对，那个低是来自于讲实际一点，很多人的工作不是自己的兴趣，这样生活好玩吗？你懂意思吗？那很多东西都被控制了，被外国的品牌的老板被他们打压或是干嘛，这好玩吗？然后学校的教育又不能按照兴趣发展，对不对？每天考试念书补习好玩吗？就是贴近生活上面，我自己看到的是它其实不好玩也无聊。所以他我会回答讲这个问题是说，我还要制造这个无聊的世界嘛？因为老师问我说，小朋友一直打电动，沉迷在电玩里，怎么办？好，那我谈的，我回应的是说，我们要继续制造这个无聊的世界给他们吗？因为他们只能在电动里找到什么成就感。现实生活里面，他的生命没出口啊，他怎么有成就感？那电动可以打魔王，然后过关有奖金，对不对？又可以跟朋友聊天，当然很有成就感。可是为什么现实社会这么无聊？对，每天看到你就叫他读书。
Many people are not working the jobs they want. Too much of our society is controlled by foreign brands and their owners. How is that interesting? Our education does not speak to everyone's interests. Instead, there are only standardized tests, studying, and more cramming. Kids today play video games because it's the only place where they can feel accomplished. The real world, to them, is not that interesting. It's boring.Do we want to keep replicating this for the next generation?
So what is the solution?
这个答案没有，我觉得是要慢慢找寻。那我自己的答案是说，我自己活在兴趣梦想里面，其实非常的快乐，非常的开心，但是我比一般人的生活可能辛苦非常多倍。我谈过就是说，你活在梦想的路上比走在现实的路上辛苦一千倍，但是快乐一万倍，因为自己的心是。
We can only keep looking for the solution. My own answer is that I live in my own idealism and I'm happy. But I also have to work harder than most people. I have to suffer more. I keep telling people, walking down this path of idealism, you will have to work 1,000 times harder, but you will be 10,000 times happier, because your heart is free.
And that is perhaps the heart of idealism. I do believe that Jiang Weisui, Zheng Nanzhong, even Sun Yat-sen, worked 1,000 times harder than their peers, but were 10,000 times happier about their life choices. I believe that their hearts were free, knowing that they are not constantly wondering how their lives could have been had they bought into somebody else's expectations and hopes. And their idealism definitely changed the world. Going back to the dichotomy,Exactly because Taiwan society is so pragmatic that it sometimes worries so much on what is available and forget to see what is possible. And in a time like this when Taiwan is under pressure from all sides, when there isn't much more available, Mr. Kendall reminds us to focus instead on what is possible, not just in our lives, in our culture, but also in our society as a whole. When that does happen, then Taiwan will really be an interesting place for idealists. This is Che Ting Ye, and you have been listening to the Katakalan Project on Katakalan Media. Find us on our website at katakalanmedia.com, that's KetaGalanMedia.com, or find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Thanks for listening, and tune in next time.